Righto, and Don Demeter will lead off for the Phillies. It's the top half of the fifth inning, and Clay Dalrymple followed by Don Hoke. Bob Bruce against Dallas Green in tomorrow afternoon's game. Remember, fans, it is an afternoon game right here at Colt Stadium tomorrow afternoon. So why don't you make plans along with all the others who will be here and have a lot of fun on a Saturday afternoon. It'll be family day. All children 16 or under will be admitted free to the general admission section when accompanied by a parent and may enjoy a $1 reduction on all boxer reserve seats. Demeter's up there. Nottebart ready into action in the pitch to the plate. Swung on and missed, strike one. Don Demeter, who has been up once and struck out, swinging, hitting at a 315 average at the start of this ball game. He's just slightly below that now, of course. Here's Nottebart's next offering, and it's changed up inside, taken one ball and one strike. Don Demeter has pulled out six home runs, and of course he got one of those last night. It just cleared over that left field wall. Actually bounding against the retaining wall or restraining wall up there in front of the seats in left field and back into the playing area. All right, here's the pitch. Swung on, hit down to the left side, shortstop. Harpman in fast, and it gets through him. I'm afraid he's going to have trouble with it. Rolls out on the grass in shallow left, and Demeter racing for second goes in standing there. So an error against J.C. Harpman at shortstop. That'll bring on Clay Dalrymple. The ball seemed to have a little unusual twisting bounce, and it stayed down there, and when Harpman came up, he didn't have it in his glove. That'll bring on Clay Dalrymple. Pete Runnels, of course, is playing first base. Temple at second, Harpman short, and rather Lillis second, and Temple at third with Harpman at short. Harry Kraft kind of switched and mixed and matched up in here tonight. And the pitch. The bunt is off to the right, out to the front of the mound, and racing a third is Demeter. Going to first is pitcher Nottebart over to Runnels. The sacrifice is okay. So the man who represents the tying run, Don Demeter, is on third base now, and Don Hoke is your batter. One thing that you can be assured of, manager Gene Mock will use that bunt, sacrifice, or try to bunt on a base hit. He believes doing it early, too, in a ball game. He'll do it right in the first inning. He says, whenever you're one run, that means two they've got to get to beat you. The pitch is in there for a strike call. A beauty, overhand delivery, and dropping down nicely over knee high. Don Hoke looked at the third call strike in the third inning. Infield is drawn up now from third around to first. And in case of a good ground ball, they would have a play at the plate, maybe. Let's see. 0-1 delivery is just outside. Hoke had a notion. Ball one, strike one. Don Hoke batting 197. Has had one homer, 25 hits, and 127 at-bats for Don. Left fielder Spangler is rather deep back in left for him, and Goss medium deep. The pitch to the plate, high on the inside, and Hoke hits the dirt, falling away from it. Time, as the plate umpire will take the whisk broom there for the top of the plate. Howie Goss is up the middle and center and playing about medium deep. And out in right field, Carl Warwick is fairly deep for the right-hand hitter, Hoke. One out, and Demeter is on at third base. Don going all the way to second on an error as the ball rolled through J.C. and now was advanced by sacrifice. The pitch now is thought foul. It's going to be in the crowd off to the right side. Out of play, ball two and strike two. 1-0 score, Houston leads over the Phillies. First half of inning number five. All right, Nottebart with a new ball, looking in there, ready to work now, being very careful. 2-2, delivery on the way, swung on, high foul, out of play. This will clear up into the crowd, deep up to the left side. Nottebart pacing himself out there now, being very careful. Tough break for him, but that's the part of the game, huh? A game of inches many times in baseball, and then some nights you have an easy job of it, pulling away. Ball two, strike two, and here's the pitch. High, ball three and strike two. Now, Bobby Wine is due up next, out at the on-deck circle right now. And he's a toughie. He's hitting up near 300, this Bobby Wine, whereas Hope is batting at 197. Well, the full count now to Don. All set and ready to work. Sign picked up from catcher John Bateman. And here's the windup on the mound. The pitch to the plate is swung on, and there's a high fly ball. Not too deep in center. Coming in on a gliding run is Gus. He's getting into position. Now here's the tag by Demeter. Here's the throw to the plate, and it's going to be a run crossing to tie up the ball game. Gus's throw was fairly true, but it was a little slow arriving. And Demeter, who is fleet of foot, an all-around ball player,
the shortstop number
scores
seven,
easily
Bobby
to tie up the ball Wine. Game at 1-1. Bobby Wine now with two men out, no one on base. So Nunavut will go in a tie ball game here, in which he has pitched brilliantly. Looks in there for the sign. Wine drew a walk in the third inning. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a high pop foul out back to the left and over the screen, out of play. Here's the pitch swung on, hit down to the left side to shortstop. J.C. Hartman near the back, throws to first base, in time to retire the side. Well, how do you like those apples, huh? No runs, or rather one run on no hits, one error, and none left on. So the Phillies score without a base hit. And we go into the last half of the fifth inning. It's a tie game. 45's won, the Phillies won.